Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Stuckey is the director of the St. Dominic Mission Society for the Chicago Province of Dominicans, and he lives in St. Louis. His preaching today is entitled, Serve Without Recompense.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. In Adela Cortina's powerful book, Aporophobia, she answers the question, why do we reject the poor instead of helping them? By concluding that it's because they can't pay us back. That's why we hate the poor. We don't mind immigrants who come with great skills, or foreigners who vacation in our cities, leaving lots of money, spending lots of money in our place. But we do not want to help the truly poor because, well, they have nothing to offer us and they can't pay us back. Jesus challenges the Pharisees and us in a typically provocative way in this reading that we have just heard. He says that basically, we should invite the poor into our lives, into our banquets, knowing full well that they can't pay us back or invite us to any banquet of theirs later on. It's not just a question of doing charity as Christians, but doing charity with no recompense or payback. No thanks, no expectation, no invitation. No reward for our doing good works. There's an outstanding Dominican friar in my province who I very much admire. I know he works hard, extremely hard, and serves very well in his ministry. I won't mention his name. He's professional, accomplished, outstanding in his field. However, to my surprise, he is not recognized with awards or accolades, seems to me. Perhaps he is given thanks, but he's not celebrated as the poster boy Dominican in his field for his many years of faithful service. It's surprising. But what most surprises me is that he does not complain or whine about it. He doesn't say, "They never thanked me," nor give the recognition that they give to others that I wish they would give to me. And he doesn't even seem angry or disillusioned with his colleagues or superiors. He's very respectful and humble. He just keeps serving tirelessly with no expectation of reward or recompense. And it just impresses me because it seems an obvious oversight and ingratitude to him by people around him and in his field. Jesus asks us to serve and give without expecting anything. After all, if we get all our rewards now, well, what reward can we expect in heaven? That was very much a Jewish and Pharisaical concern. Don't be hurt if they don't praise and thank you for your charitable acts and service. We are not in it for the benefit, for the money. I think Jesus expects us to do better at being charitable disciples today. It's always a question of how. For example, when my next banquet is held, I think it will be Thanksgiving Day here in America this month. How will I invite any poor person, the lame, cripple, blind, to join me? Ah, yes. There's the rub.